Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The chairs and ranking members of two congressional intelligence committees, a so-called Gang of Eight, aren't yet commenting on the content of today's classified briefing with CIA Director Gina Haspel and Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe. Lawmakers want more information about U.S. intel that Russia offered Taliban-affiliated fighters bounties to kill American forces in Afghanistan. Story was first reported by the New York Times and later verified by other media outlets. The Times also reported President Trump was aware of the intel in March, which Trump denies. Some of his Republican allies in Congress say they believe him. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raised questions about that and Trump's push to allow Russia back into the G8.
At the same time as the White House was aware of this threat to the security of our men and women in uniform, the president was still flirting with the idea of having Russia be part of the G8 in total opposition to the wishes of the other members of the G8.
With more than half the country now seeing increases in new coronavirus cases, President Trump appears to be putting more emphasis on the need for the U.S. public to wear their masks. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
Trump, who has himself avoided wearing a mask in public, had a message for Americans and their leaders as coronavirus cases surge in the South and West. Follow best practices.
That includes face covering, social distancing, testing, and personal hygiene. Wash your hands.
Trump said state leaders have to make their own decisions about what to reopen and what should be shut back down to slow the spread of the virus. Several have closed bars and gyms in recent days. Trump downplayed the severity of recent case spikes. Leading public health officials see this as a critical moment. With the right actions, the disease could be contained, or it could spread out of control. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The FBI has arrested British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell on charges that she recruited underage girls for sex with the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. And there's now renewed spotlight on Prince Andrew. NPR's Frank Langford has details.
The FBI says Maxwell procured underage girls for Epstein. Prince Andrew was friends with both Epstein, a convicted sex offender, and Maxwell. In a separate instance, one of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Dufresne, says she had sex with the prince in Maxwell's London apartment in 2001 when she was 17. Prince Andrew has denied the accusation. The FBI says the prince has refused to testify in person about Epstein's activities and that Andrew is not a target of the U.S. investigation. But the senior royal so mishandled the scandal here, he was forced to retire. Like the prince, Maxwell, who was arrested in New Hampshire, has denied involvement in Epstein's alleged sex crimes. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
The Dow's closed up 92 points, ending at 25,827. This is NPR. The U.S. economy gained a substantial 4.8 million jobs in June as more bars and restaurants reopened and the unemployment rate fell to 11.1%. The increase in non-farm payrolls was the largest since the government started keeping records in 1939, but the number of people still out of work remains at historically high levels, and fears are mounting that gains will be undone in another wave of coronavirus infections. Again, more than half the country is experiencing an increase in the number of new cases. And public health officials worry caseloads could increase to 100,000 per day. Approximately 13,400 employees at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services received furlough notifications earlier this week. The agency reported in May that it faced a massive budget shortfall and asked Congress for more than $1 billion to avoid furloughs. From member station WBUR, Shannon Dooling has more.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services processes things like marriage petitions, green cards, and citizenship applications. In an internal email sent to USCIS staff on Tuesday, the Deputy Director for Policy, Joseph Edlow, said furloughs were scheduled to begin August 3rd. Furloughing close to 70% of the agency's employees will extend wait times, which already exceed a year in many cases. The agency runs on a fee-based model and says applications have dropped by 50% since the start of the pandemic. Some of President Trump's travel restrictions, though, have also limited the number of people eligible to apply for certain visas, which also impacts the agency's budget. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Dooling in Boston.
This is NPR.